So, I've got four big things to tell you about from this story. Four big things. The first one is a big surprise. A surprising response to being put into prison. How would you respond when things don't go the way you would expect? But these guys really trusted in the sovereign hand of God. They believed they could trust in God no matter what happened. Mind you, they must have felt pretty sore having been whipped without mercy. It would have taken many days to recover from a beating like this. And yet, they could worship God and sing songs in prison because they knew that whether they were free or in chains, they belonged to the God of the universe. What do you do when things go wrong? Do you pray and ask for God's help? This was certainly a surprising response to being thrown into prison. As they prayed and sang, an earthquake shook the foundations of the prison. In the midst of this great trial and difficulty, Paul and Silas showed the joy of following the Lord Jesus. Like moths drawn to a flame, non-believers are often drawn towards the light of Christ as it shines from believers like Paul and Silas, or even from you and me. When they comment about your joy, be sure to tell them why you've got this joy. So, a big surprise. And secondly, a big earthquake. How could we possibly explain these events? These events were inexplicable, to put it in a big word. Greece has many earthquakes, about 300 in the last year. But this one came at exactly the right time and the right place to set the prisoners free in Philippi. It opened the doors of the prison and unfastened everyone's chains. We might expect this would provide the opportunity for all the prisoners to escape. And that's certainly what the jailer expected. The jailer assumed that they had all run away and he was going to kill himself with his sword because he knew that if the prisoners escaped, he'd be killed. But what an amazing thing. The unthinkable had happened. All the prisoners were still there, and they were singing hymns and praising God. The jailer recognized that these events could not be explained. These were supernatural events. Why was there an earthquake just at this moment, and why were the prisoners still there? Paul shouted to him not to harm himself because the prisoners were all still where he'd put them. Amazing. Are you ready when God has a big surprise for you? So, a big surprise, a big earthquake, and a big question. In fact, it's one of the most important questions in the whole of the New Testament. The question, of course, is, what must I do to be saved? And the word saved here means to be rescued. It's about being set free from the bad stuff, from the power of sin and death. This means being forgiven for past sins and receiving the gift of eternal life. Because Jesus died for us, our sins are taken away, and we have new life that goes on forever. Have you ever asked yourself that question? How can I be forgiven? How can I be rescued? If not, why not? It's a vital question, and the answer to that question is a totally life-changing one. The behavior of Paul and Silas provided a powerful testimony, an example for the jailer. He really wanted to be like them, to have a real faith in the living God. Saving faith involves the will. I will trust Jesus with my life. Notice that Paul does not say, believe in the Lord Jesus and you might be saved. No, he says, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. So you can know this for yourself. This is not something we deserve or work for. It's what Christians call grace, or God's riches at Christ's expense. The result of what Christ has done for us in dying on the cross. And this saving faith is for the jailer's whole family. Verse 32 tells us that his whole family came to know and love the Lord Jesus. Remember, too, that salvation comes when we call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. We must recognize that he is Lord. In Paul's time, people said, Caesar is Lord. But they were wrong. Jesus is Lord, and that is still true today. Many of us already know the Lord Jesus, and that's a wonderful thing. A big surprise, a big earthquake, a big question, and finally, a big change. What a change in the lives of the jailer and his family. The jailer brought Paul and Silas to his house, where they taught the good news to all in the whole household. Paul and Silas knew that a great change had taken place in this family's life. The great 18th century commentator, Matthew Henry, writes these words, Paul and Silas knew by the Spirit that it was a work of God that was wrought in them. Friends, God is at work here in our church in Boston. He may even be speaking to you now. The whole family were baptized to show their changed lives and their decision to follow Christ. What a wonderful day. Verse 34 tells us that the jailer and his family were filled with joy. Those who persecuted Paul and Silas were trying to stop the spread of the good news, but instead the jailer had become a servant of Christ. What a joy it is to know that our sins are forgiven. And that still happens today. People are still following Jesus and being baptized. Now, we'd like to teach you a little song to help you remember this message. I'm sure you'll know the tune. It's very easy to sing. It's the tune Edelweiss, and we'll sing it a number of times. The song is called Jesus Saves, and I'll just read the words to you as the band are coming up. Jesus saves, Jesus saves, saves and keeps me forever. Jesus saves, Jesus saves, saves and keeps me forever. Wonderful story of saving grace forever. Jesus saves, saves and keeps me forever.
Thank you so much. If you'd like to sit down, Caroline's just bringing up our offering. Thank you. Let's just pray. Lord, everything we have comes from you. Please use these gifts to grow your kingdom here in Boston, throughout Lincolnshire, and throughout the world. Amen. Amen. Now, some amazing things from that story. I don't know what struck you, but one of the things that struck me was the man was saved and became a Christian, and his whole household. And for some of us, that's kind of tricky, isn't it? Because we've all got people in our family